Good evening. Welcome to Graduate Chapel. Let's stand as the graduates process in and sing "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done."
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for our joys and our sorrows and our trials and our accomplishments, God. We want to say thank you. We thank you for the hope that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you for our life experiences here at Nazarene Bible College, whether it be online or on campus, God. We thank you. God, we remember the first time we first stepped foot on this campus. We remember the first time we logged on to that first class. And God, what a journey it's been. And we thank you for being with us every step of the way. God, may we use our life experiences, Lord Jesus, that we have gained here for good. May we bring you glory in everything that we do. Now help us tonight as we're encouraged by these who are going to share their testimony, God. May we be encouraged by their testimony as we continue to trust in you with all our hearts. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, tonight is a very special night. We have gathered as a college community. We gather to offer thanks to our God for his faithfulness, and it's our privilege and opportunity to hear firsthand how God has shaped, how he has formed, and how he has been faithful to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And so we're going to hear testimonies from our 2012 graduates and how God has been faithful in their lives. So I'm going to ask the first row if you can stand and come and share with us this evening.
I have to say that this has been a very interesting journey that I've been on. There's been many times that I've wanted to give up on the journey that God has called me to, but I have to say that the witness of the Holy Spirit always tells me I don't think so. And so as I have been here for 3 years and been to other schools for a total of 5 years, the one verse that has kept me on is fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, suffering its shame. And for me, that has kept me here. I am doing this because Jesus has called me to preach the gospel. And I am so thankful that he has brought me thus far. If it was not for Jesus, I would not be here. And if it was not for Jesus, I don't know where I would be. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So love he me that he gave me his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that I may go in. And so as we sang, and I just respond to that as my testimony, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people, me, rejoice. Thank you.
That's a hard one to follow. I don't know if I need to be that theological tonight since I'm a simpleton. My name is W. Bradley Parody. I grew up in a small town in Assumption, Illinois, population 800 people. I'm one of 10 children. Every one of them is 6'3 or taller, but me. My dad was a farmhand. He made $100 a week raising 10 kids. We were very poor. 8 boys, 2 girls. Man, we were a handful. One day a van pulled up in our driveway and a gentleman got out and walked up to me and my brother Philip and my little brother Andy and asked if our parents were there. We told them they were inside and we took off running because we thought we were in trouble. The man went inside and invited my mom and dad to church. They declined. The gentleman went so far to ask my mom and dad, can I take your 10 kids to church? And of course they said, yes. The pastor of that church was Reverend Jim Huebner, who was a graduate from Nazarene Bible College in the early 70s. From that day on, every time the doors were open to that church, I was in them until I was a teen. I walked away from God for a while until I got married, and I lost a bet, and I went back to church. I grew up in the First Church of the Nazarene in Assumption, Illinois, but we go to revivals at the First Church of the Nazarene in Decatur, Illinois, where another graduate from Nazarene Bible College was a senior pastor named Chris Sutherland. I walked into church the next day after losing a bet. I've never walked out. I received my calling. I've now been a youth pastor, a children's pastor, a youth pastor. Today I'm the senior pastor of Chapel Hill in Brighton. I'm an ordained pastor of the Church of the Nazarene. Never give up on bus ministries. I'm a byproduct, and there's more like me out there.
Well, I've learned that you never know when God's going to grace you or inspire you, and sometimes it's through a class project or a friend or an exegetical or even a case study. But an important part of for me has always been the chapel services, where we witness seniors testify and speakers share the wisdom of the word and their life experiences, like Dr. Powers, who gave us the story of Leah and how not to check a baby's diaper while flying cross country. Don't use the finger. And Dr. Ott, who modeled what Christian education can and should be. So now I would like to share an excerpt from a devotion written by Frances Simpson that reminded me how God worked to get me here and finish this journey. I don't know what difficulties lie in your path today. It may seem like the end of a dream or a home or a life, but grip God's hand tighter and keep walking. There's a bend up ahead and God wants to show you the way. And I have learned that by trusting the Lord and leaning not on my own understanding, those bends are usually God leading us to straighter paths. So hang on.
I've heard it said that the days are long, but the years are short. And when I was sitting out there, it seemed like it took forever. Day by day, class by class, hour by hour, paper by paper. But now there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I only got a couple weeks left. A few years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine from my old life about God and about Jesus and about church. And he had this total look of shock on his face. And he looked at me and he said, "You are the last person on earth I expected to see in church." It's a testament to how awesome God is. And now I'm graduating Bible college, and it's even greater testimony of his love, his grace, and his power to overcome all obstacles and to use all things for the good of those who love him.
Well, I'm Randy Caswell, Cajun boy from deep south Louisiana. And I understand that we're supposed to come up and praise and thank God for everything that's happened to us. And I'd love to speak of every teacher, every worker in the college, every student that I've sat in class with, every assignment that we worked on together. But at first, I think I need to praise God himself for what he's done for me. As I tell everyone, I came here not even knowing Abraham had a wife, much less sons and descendants before I got here. But I also want to praise my wife and daughter, Darlene and Amaris, for all the hours that it took away from them. I may look at it as a sacrifice, but at the same moment, it's pure joy. And I'd like to share something with you to know that God does work to the school, God works to the teachers, God works to the students, and God works through the parents that are students here. I'd like to read to you a poem, the very first poem my daughter has ever written when she was 12, less than a few months ago. It's titled, "Only One Difference." There's only one difference between everything and nothing. It really doesn't matter your part as long as you follow your heart. Even when life seems impossible, improbable, incomprehensible, just take a step back and breathe it all in, because God is unstoppable. In Him, you'll win. You don't have to be the best if you are the best you can be. You just got to let go and feel God's presence and see. It's blessed Trinity of Father, Spirit, and Son. It all leads up to the Holy One. Now go out and tell them that Jesus is from Him. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the great I Am. He settled wars. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Jesus, Messiah, the Lamb for the knife. He shed His blood. He gave us life. Look into His eyes and you will realize He is the one true King who gave us everything. Not everyone can see the world the way that you do. The only thing that matters now is that you let God be true in you. Thank you.
My name's Paul Laverne, and my journey to Nazarene Bible College started quite a few years ago while I was still in the military. Spent 26 years in the military and had a few opportunities to go to Antioch, where we were first called Christians. Our air base in Turkey is only 12 miles from his hometown, Tarsus, so I got to visit that. Working with my British counterparts, I also got to walk some of the islands that Paul walked. So when I opened up the book of Acts, it comes alive to me. But also through those 26 years, I've been from Saudi Arabia to Korea, so I've seen many different religions as well. And with all that, it was just, okay, Father, what are you, you're showing me all these things, what am I supposed to do with this? And when I retired from the service in 2008, coming stationed here with Peterson, I kept hearing the commercials with Scotty Vaughn talking about Nazarene Bible College. And that's, so I came here and checked it out, and the rest is history. And he has brought not just Acts now, but all the book, the Holy Bible from cover to cover has come alive for me through studying Hebrew, the language. The word pictures are brings more out of it than what we see in the English. And the same with the Greek, it has brought more out of it for me.
I want to praise the Lord tonight because I'm absolutely awe-inspired that I'm even standing here. I was saved when I was 7 years old, went up to the altar, and not long after that, God taught me a new word, and it was college. I didn't know what it meant. When I was 15, he taught me some new words. It was youth minister. He called me into youth ministry. 8.5 years ago, he taught me some new words. It was Nazarene Bible College. It's when I stepped on the campus. And I praise him every day that he brought me and my family here. And I want to thank my family. I want to encourage everyone that you can make it. It seemed impossible to me when I was 7. It's possible now. Praise the Lord.
My name is Angie Neely, and I'm I thought I was here because I met a lady named Zoe Mills in a knitting store a couple of years ago. But I'm here because of God. So Zoe was a student here who went through the counseling cohort, and I met her in a knitting store one day by accident, and we started talking, and she told me about Nazarene Bible College, and I had expressed some interest in going to a Christian college. So I don't know how much time went by, but I came out here one day to find out, to ask some questions about the college, and the next thing I know, I'm enrolled in class, and I'm just, here I am. It's been the hardest thing I've ever done. The best thing, it stretched me beyond everything I ever knew, and it's been amazing. And it's only by God's grace that I've been able to do it. I want to thank my husband for putting up with me going through all this. He's been really amazing. And I guess the one thing that I can think of right now, because I was going to kind of wing it, I found a quote that I put up on my wall in my office. It says, it only seems impossible. It always seems impossible until it is done. And that about sums this whole experience up. Thanks.
My name is Gabriel Nels. I'm from New Mexico, and my journey started here 3 years ago. You know, just thinking about the past 3 years, it's been challenging and tough, and just like the others have said, it's really stretched me. But it's also been maturing as well. I've grown in the past 3 years, and you know, just a kid from the reservation, not really liking school growing up, and you know, God changed me, and even using me now to spread the gospel is just amazing. I'd just like to encourage all the students as well, just to hang in there. God's faithful. If he called you here, he'll help you through it. Also, you know, there's a lot of talk in theology classes and different classes, and I pray that you don't get, you know, puffed up, don't let it get to your head, but that you use that theology and let it create fire in you, that you love others and love God even more. And I'll leave you with this verse. It's Colossians 3:17. It says, "And whatever you do in word or deed," and I'll add in school as well, "do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And also, I forgot, I almost forgot my wife. She's been amazing through this whole time and just sacrificing time. And, you know, she's just encouraged me through it all as well. And thank you.
My name is Leah Agee. In 2005, I had a job that I loved, two wonderful kids at home, a husband. I thought everything was right as it should be. And then I started feeling something was missing in my life. There was really no purpose that I could point to in saying that I was going to leave something worthy behind. And I entered a mentoring relationship with an older lady at my church, and through that relationship, I began to feel more of a calling from God to return to school. And I panicked a little bit because I had been graduated for a good many years. And it just happened that at my church, there were several other folks who were attending Nazarene Bible College. And one of them graduated from the counseling cohort several years ago, and he encouraged me to at least talk to some of the staff, and especially to Dr. Lambright. And kind of like Angie, you know, in that process of discovery, I suddenly found myself enrolled in classes, and it's been a journey. It's been 7 years, but God has been good in bringing me through each one of those years, day by day, class by class, year by year. And I would like to thank the staff, the administrators, the teachers, all the wonderful folks that work in the office that we don't usually see their faces. Every one of them has made a difference in my experience here at NBC, and I would just also like to say a special thank you and thank God for Dr. Lambright and the other profs that do the counseling cohort. I don't know how many of you are looking at that program, but it is definitely the hardest year you'll ever love. And it will change your life. My experience here has definitely done that. Thank you.
I always wondered what it would be like to stand on the stage. No, I know. First of all, I want to thank God for getting me here, for getting me through it. And I want to thank the faculty and the staff as well for being the example of Christ that so many of us need, even if they don't know that that's what we need at that moment. That a word, you know, the simplest word of encouragement goes a long way. Thank you for that. I want to thank my family too, my wife and my three kids. They have helped to remind me that I'm not in this by myself, and I thank God for them. One thing that I hear up here tonight is, but for the grace of God, and in my life, but for the grace of God, I would still be the alcoholic that I was before I knew the Lord. But for the grace of God, my kids would have an alcoholic father. But for the grace of God, I could have easily walked away from this college, and God's calling my life. So I say all for the glory of God, that when I walk out of here, I'm going to do His will. One of the verses that God has given me lately that encourages me is Psalm 85:10. It says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. So I say, glory to God. And for those of you who are still seeking to be here where we are, don't give up. Don't give up. God's got a purpose for you. Thank you.
I had to. Hopefully we can get it short enough. But I'm sorry, and I got a cold, so bear with me if I break. But 6 years ago, my husband and I obeyed God's call and came here to NBC. I asked God to give me an assurance this was a leading from Him and not just a desire to run from all the trouble and the turmoil that was at home at that time. But God spoke clearly to my soul that this would be the beginning of a journey in order to prepare our family to be successful in ministry. So, like most of you, we packed up what was most valuable to us in a travel trailer and headed west. At that time, I felt very much like Abraham and his family, leaving their country and heading to an unknown land. The time here at NBC has been hard, and at first it seemed like it would never end. But you know, it's been awesome. I've, like somebody said, I've grown and matured. It doesn't show physically, but God has stretched and grown me to a point I was crying and screaming that I was going to break, but I didn't. I just matured. God has been faithful and true, staying the journey. Our family has experienced healing. We've drawn closer together, and we continued to mature in Christ. And my husband and I, we came here emotionally separate, but today we walk together as one. And the scripture that God has laid on my heart, and I've tried to put to a song, and I'm still working on it. But it's, "For I know the plans God has made for me are plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a hope and a future. And if I seek him with all of my heart, he will be found."
I have just a few words to say. When I arrived here 6 years ago, I thought I would never be here. My focus at that time was on the piece of paper that I'm going to receive. It was on the degree. And after many hard years of counseling and lots of hours of prayer, I realized my focus needed to be on God. And God told me the rest would come in time. So for me, that was a turning point. And I just focused on God and not the end. And I'm thankful that he has never left me alone through this whole process. I'm thankful for all the professors here and all the faculty that you took time to invest in my life. I'm thankful for my family, that my wife and my kids endured with me. It's been a hard road, and I couldn't have made it without their support. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. The life I live in this body, I live by faith in the Son who loved me and gave his life for me.
I'm Janetta Josie, and I'm from Texas. I've been a student in the online program since December of 2007. I'd been running from God practically my whole life. I found God in a little Nazarene church in Kermit, Texas in 1982. And finally in September the 18th, 2007, God said, "It's time. We're going to answer this call." And that day I surrendered everything in my life. My kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, my husband, my family, everything in my life to God, and I've never regretted a minute of it. He's taught me so many things these past 4 years. And he's brought me through more things than I thought I could ever go through. But my little aunt gave me a verse at the very beginning, Isaiah 40:31. "Those who hope in the Lord will mount up on wings like eagles." And I've hung on to that. God has been so good. He led me to Nazarene Bible College online classes. I couldn't have done it any other way. He's helped me through every single class, and I couldn't have done it any other way. And I still am in awe that he could take what I was and make me what I stand here today. And I feel like a walking miracle. And I praise God today for everything he's done for me. And for helping me through all this. And I just want to thank the college and all the professors that have been so kind through so many things that have happened to me. And they've been so encouraging. and I just am so happy to be here. Thank you.
My name is Tina McKee. I've been here a long time, 11 years, and didn't think I'd ever make it this far. I almost didn't come tonight because I was too afraid. And God reminded me I'm not here for anyone but Him. I'd like to thank my husband for, like others, putting up with me all this time. It's not over yet, honey. I just wanted to say that God's gotten me through so much. Through cancer, chemo, and still let me come back here and finish. I couldn't have done this without Him. I would not have done this without Him. I thank Him so much.
I'm Steve Brown. My journey started back in 1994 when I met this lovely lady behind me. God called me to be a pastor, and I told Him He was nuts. And as a result, He said, "But are you willing?" And I said, "Yes." He released me from that, and then in 2005, in an altar, at the end of a revival service, I was kneeling there, having to decide between living the dream I'd always wanted. I was living it. Everything I wanted, I had. Or following God and wherever that led. That road led a year and a half later to Colorado Springs, to Nazarene Bible College. I knew I had to leave it all. It was no taking pieces of it. It was all or nothing. God brought us here, no jobs, just like many, no place to live until 3 days before we moved. And that journey has been one that I still was telling God, "You have got to be kidding me. You want me? Of all the people, God, You want me." And I'm sitting in my first class, lifelong learning, and I hear this word, "Become." And I'm like, what does He mean by that? But Dr. Lambright, that word stuck. This process, the last 6 years, has been not about reaching the end goal. It's about becoming the man of God that He wants me to become. It went from coming here to get a degree in pastoral studies to getting a degree in pastoral studies and counseling, and learning more about myself. And as many have said, it's about the grace of God to get us through. God's given me a wonderful family. Kids who have done more than their share of the housework at times. A wife who stayed up and read exegetical papers. Talk about a joy. Not only did Dr. King and Dr. Powers and Professor Warrington have to endure my papers, so did she. But you know what? It drew us closer as a family, and it drew us closer to God, because without Him, none of us would be here. Thank you.
Well, hey, I'm with Patrick. I'm up here on stage, and I got the mic. Some of you guys know me as the person who sits way in the back, and I never raise my hand, never talk, never ask questions. Most of you guys know that's not true. Anyway, we've been given the task to give a testimony about in 90 seconds. And I'm going to say this in direct address to the new and current students of MEC. And I'm going to say, like, how am I supposed to talk about the transformation in my life through MBC? My mom's sitting right over here, and she knew me when I graduated from high school, and Bible college wasn't even in the plan. You know, college, I mean, we've had struggles. We've had shouting matches about me going to school. And Bible college, I mean, what's that, you know? And, you know, how can I describe the friendships that I've forged here and all the experiences that I've had here? And to you new guys, well, I can't describe it. You're going to have to feel it for yourself. You're going to have to feel victory for yourself, and you're going to have to feel failure for yourself. College is going to be what you make it. And no, we didn't have to write an exegetical paper. We got to. We didn't have to read all these books. We got to. And you may have to show up for chapel. We get to come to chapel. We get to fellowship with one another. And one thing I'll just say in ending, I kind of wish I saw Dr. Lake here tonight. In my very first class, he took a picture of like the class members, and he said, you know, you point out, look at yourself, and see yourself here in 4 years or however long it's going to take you to graduate, you know. And I kept the picture, and actually Margaret, and I don't know if Tom's in it, but Margaret's in it. And I look back at the picture, and man, if he was here, I'd post it. I'd say, Dr. Lake, that's me on the right.
Well, when we moved here, it's been 6 years now, I didn't expect to go to school. Steve was the one going to school. I've already done this. But because of the encouragement of Dr. Lambright and my husband Steve, and God kept poking at me, I'm now in the counseling cohort and in the process of getting a master's degree. That was not part of my plan, ever. but it's been an amazing year, and God is faithful. And my life verse has always been the Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6, to trust in the Lord. And when we were moving out here, the hymn, Trust and Obey, kind of became our family theme, that there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But when I came to that first chapel and saw that was the verse for this year, that was just confirmation that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and this is where I'm supposed to be.
Hi, my name is Raymond. I know most of us, if not each of us, have given up some things in order to be here, particularly for those who came out of state, whether it's a job, home, or the comfort of family. My message and my testimony is that God is faithful. And God, who began a good work in us, is faithful to complete it till the day of Jesus Christ. And that not only pertains to our salvation, but everything that we've given up or sacrificed in order to pursue our purpose in Him. For the students that are here, continue to be committed, faithful, and focused. And those things that we've sacrificed along the way, I believe the Lord will multiply it in return as He give it to you. And in closing, I'd like to read this. A loss is not always a loss. Sometimes it's an investment toward a better future. What some count as a loss can be considered a down payment or a seed sown for a better and brighter future set in the path of one's purpose. Therefore, count not the loss. Instead, consider the increase and the impact it has on you and life and for the greater good of God's kingdom. Thank you.
I'm Kelly Folks.
Let's see. About a year and a half ago, God was telling me to go back to school and get my master's in counseling. I reminded him of my GPA when I graduated with my bachelor's. It was not good. But he kept telling me, you got to go back to school. So I'm searching for schools. And he's like, go to the Bible college. And I'm like, they don't have a master's program. He's like, call them anyway. So I did. Talked to Dr. Lambright. And he informed me about this cohort. And that you also can get your master's with NNU going through this cohort as well. So we packed up and moved, and it's been an amazing experience. And I just thank him for pushing me and my husband to move and come here.
My name is Jamila Allen, and I had the opportunity as well to go through the counseling cohort. And just through this experience, I have just learned a lot. And just want to thank God for being so patient with me and for never giving up on me. And just for his grace and his mercy and for the healing that he's brought into my life. For holding me, for all the things that he could do. He did all of them in one year and even more. So that's all. Thank you.
My name is Natalie Johnson. I don't know many of you because I did most of my schooling online. Some of you I know through Hebrew and Greek, the joyous years of our education so far, thanks to Dr. Powers and Dr. King. I really struggled today with what to say. Not really knowing which direction to go, and kind of sucks because while we were out back, I went to the back of the line knowing we were going to go last. And I think I set myself up for failure there because everybody's done such a good job. As I've been sitting back there thinking, I guess I want to share something that I wrote for a grad school application. When I was in eighth grade, an art teacher was in, or she was talking to her class about something, and she quoted something. I don't know who it was that originally said it, and I don't know where it's written or anything like that, but the quote was, if you have all the answers, you haven't been listening to, or you haven't been asking the right questions. But if all you have are questions, then you haven't been listening for the answers. That quote has really directed everything that I've done in my education, and everything that I've tried to understand, everything that I've delved into to study. And I guess I want to thank the faculty and the professors here for providing an opportunity and an environment that allowed me to continue to question, but also one that gave me some answers too. Everything that has happened to me in the last 6 years because of my education, some of it's been really hard. I about beat my head against the wall during Hebrew, and I know I cried a lot of tears during that year. I think I took the lexicon and threw it a couple times, Dr. King. beyond the struggles and the frustrations and a lot of the fear, there's a lot of good things that have been built. I heard Dr. Mattson, I don't see him here today, but I heard Dr. Mattson tell a story one time. He said, when somebody was standing up on this stage, actually, I think giving this speech, that when this person said something to the effect of, when I started here, my foundation was about this big. And as I've gone through my schooling here, my foundation has grown quite a bit. And I thought I had a pretty good foundation when I started, and a lot of that got deconstructed. but I'm thankful that NBC has given me the tools that I needed to rebuild that foundation and to make it bigger and better. And I know I'm way over my time limit at this point now, but to all of the people that are either just starting or halfway through their journey or are close to finishing, never stop asking those questions. never stop searching. That's what draws us closer to God, and that's what draws us closer to each other, and allows us to be who he's called us to be, which is members of his body, of Christ's body. So, thank you.
My name is Janine King, and I actually started college in 1979. I never thought I would graduate. So my heart is overflowing with gratitude to God and to his servants for their help on my journey to graduate from NBC. I could not have accomplished this without your partnership. Holy Spirit, thank you for encouraging me when I wanted to quit, for comforting me when my body was in too much pain to study, for guiding me to balance study and work and times of rest, for helping my mind comprehend ideas beyond my normal understanding. Beloved husband, Dr. Thomas King, thank you for giving me a computer and for teaching me how to use it. Thank you for taking care of our finances and the financial piece of my education. Thank you for the many hugs when I was emotional. And thank you for the wise words of truth from your own educational experience. My incredible children, Carice and Travis, Crystal, Kayla and Grant, and my sweet grandchildren, Casey and Felicity, thank you for being understanding, patient, and encouraging when I couldn't be there for you because I had to study for school. To my mom, Audrey Patching, thank you for paying for some of my books and for the emotional encouragement to continue pursuing this degree. To my dear prayer partner friends, I see some of them here, Ann Attic, Judy Stoltzfus, Mary Thorpe, and all of you who are here that I can't name and those who are not here. Thank you for praying for me every time I called you and asked for prayer. Your prayer supported me in ways we will never fully comprehend, but I couldn't have made it without those prayers. Fellow students, you have made this journey rich with your insights and your experiences. Thank you for being authentic. And thank you for being who God created you to be. And to all my professors and the NBC administration, thank you for the choice of textbooks. Thank you for your teaching. You have partnered with God to bring us a deeper understanding of God's truth, and you modeled what it means to live a holy, Christ-like life. Thank you very much.
I'm Liz Helm, and I'll try to make this as short as I can, but I would like you to close your eyes and imagine what it would be like to be a totally blind student on a fully sighted college campus. And think about how you've had to rely on people like Ann Attic and Judy Stutzfuls and other library assistants to research for you, to read your material for you, to have you scan, to help you scan. And then imagine when the transportation situation changes, how you have to rely on students to help you get home. Well, when this happened, I'm like, oh great, this is not going to work. But by God's grace, it did work. And the Lord answered my prayer when he brought me here. He answered my prayer by letting me be major in music. He answered my prayer by putting me in a church where I serve him now. But he answered my prayer in setting me spiritually free here in the sense that I'm actually liked. I'm actually treated like you're equal. And that just means a lot. I mean, the professors have had to go through with me with three different dogs. One just made herself known. That was her testimony. But I just have to say that I can do all things in Christ which strengthens me. And no matter how hard it is, I don't give up. If you feel like the professors are not being sympathetic, and they will be as much as they're allowed, but go to your friends, your peers. Go to your fellow students. They're the best support group you can get. And I just thank God for all of you. Stay in there. Stick with it.
I'm always the last one in class because I'm always late, and so I get to be the last one tonight. My name is Lisa Poncheck, and my heritage is steeped in the Church of the Nazarene. I was born and dedicated in Pacific Beach Church of the Nazarene. I accepted Jesus as my Savior at Girls Camp in Southern California. I joined the Church of the Nazarene at First Church in Decatur, Illinois. I was baptized in Princeton Church of the Nazarene in Southern Florida. And I was sanctified at New Albany Church of the Nazarene in Southern Indiana. And in 2004, God impressed me on vocational ministry. Well, it wasn't something I hadn't planned. I was having kids, raising family. I was looking at retirement. Well, not really retirement, but that was on the horizon because we just graduated our third son in 2008. And God impressed more on my husband to go back to school and get her bachelor's degrees. Our families were pretty much raised. I'm thinking, five in college, and we're walking away from everything that we built in the last 27 years. And I love the theme for this year, in looking back and pressing forward. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. We were Abraham, you know, leaving our family and going to a place unknown. When Caleb and I crossed the border that first year, it was just, we brought one son with us. And it was when we came, he looked at me, he goes, "What are we doing here?" I said, "I have no idea." He goes, "This is surreal." And I said, "It's very surreal. For those of you who have just arrived, you will shed more tears than you ever thought you had in your body. But the knowledge is one thing. The transformational process that happens that whole year where God takes you and reworks you and grows you, he does that for your family and your kids. I had to trust in God with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding that God called my son here as much as he called us here. Although he reminded us the first 2 years it was our calling and not his. We don't know what the next year. Todd's not here tonight because God provided us yet another job. The income. He's working. And he's not able to make it. And we have chosen to stay in Colorado Springs one more year because our son made an identity here in the last 4 years. And he wants to graduate with his graduating class next year. So we don't know what this next year holds for us. I can't imagine not being on this campus, but God knows. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He is my Lord, my God, my all in all. And he will make your paths straight, no matter how crooked they are, like every Hebrew letter that's in the alphabet, because I think I threw the same thing. Natalie and I were the only two girls in that class, and we shed a lot of tears that year. I gave up my yellow cord because of that class. So just to give you an idea. But you will pass. But yeah, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your paths straight. And I think we should give Mason a round of applause because he was the only one that didn't get a hand.
To God be the glory for great things he has done.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, graduates, for blessing us this evening. Let's applaud them one more time. Thank you. Good job. Receive the blessing and benediction. May our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came with grace and truth, also fill your hearts with grace and truth as you serve him in the days ahead. And may the joy of the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be your strength. Amen. You are dismissed. Go in his peace. Grace.